Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Sirioji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
So Master Kirpal used to say that the bhajan singing is meant to develop or increase receptivity. And we can all feel it when we sing the bhajans, something happens inside of our body, very deep inside of our cells. It is said that this human body is made at least 70% water. And water, or anyway liquids, they are very easily affected by higher frequencies. Well, there are studies you can find also on internet. There was a Japanese who made this study about the molecules of the water, how they are transformed when they are exposed to a bhajan singing or a mantra singing. If you look at the molecules before they are exposed to this singing, they have a shape which is kind of shapeless, not a nice shape. But when they are exposed to these frequencies of the holy songs or mantras, then they take a shape like a mandala or a yantra, which is very beautiful and very harmonious. Therefore, when we sing the bhajans, these cells of ours, which are swimming actually in liquids, in water, they feel this effect. There is this transformation happening in the molecules of the cells, of the liquids contained by the cells. So it's very healthy, it's very beneficial at all levels, physically, because of the effect they have on the cells, mentally, because of course melodies are pleasant for the mind, and the mind becomes joyful, peaceful, relaxed, calm, when we sing the bhajans. And obviously, spiritually, they are very effective because, by the way, the songs increase the frequency of the space, which is saturated with spiritual magnetism. And when we are not receptive, we don't feel it, we don't perceive it. But when we become more and more receptive, then we really feel it, this spiritual power that it doesn't stay just as an outside factor, but it penetrates into us, goes deep into us. And that's what makes meditation easier, more enjoyable, more pleasant, and more effective. So it's not just philosophical something or a theoretical something. I would say it's a scientific something. Actually, Master Kirpal used to call spirituality as the science of spirituality. Because, if you want, it's very scientific. If you apply the laws, the rules, as they have to be applied, then you get the effect. So, it's for us to take advantage, to use all this world that we have, this Punjabi book, or some are Hindi word also, and some are Urdu. There are some Urdu songs from Masi Kirpal, like Ek Dard Mand Dilki. That's not Hindi or Punjabi, that's Urdu. And then there are Hindi bhajans like Tera Naam Rasamulaji, is not Punjabi, it's Hindi. And most of Sanji's songs, they are Punjabi. So we have almost 300 of them. I think there is no spiritual group that has as many songs as we have. Then we have all what I have written, which is more than 100. And those are also songs which we can use. Plus songs which I've taken from Maulana Rumi, from other authors. Before, we just sang two songs by Tagore, taken from the Gitanjali, which is the book by which he won the Nobel Prize. So I mean, it's a vast variety and it's a vast repertory which is there for our use. So let's take benefit, because they're really effective and they can make the quality of our life so much better. So now, after these beautiful songs which we have had and the beautiful atmosphere that they have created, let's try to withdraw from all outside. Let's try to forget even this body in which we dwell. Let's focus our attention perfectly in the middle of what we see in front of our forehead, and steadily, minutely, penetratingly keep staring in the center. At the same time, with love and devotion, let's keep calling on Him by repeating the Simran and pray, O Supreme Sadguru, You are all powerful. If You want, You can bless us, so do it.